Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, it is the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. It is Sunday night, and we're coming at you live for the next 30 minutes. Phone lines are open, 914-205-5448. Once again, that phone number, if you want to call in, 914-205-5448, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Like I say, coming at you live for the next 30 minutes. I'm going to highlight tonight the first weekend of college football. Still a couple of games going on out there. Texas A&M laid the smackdown on UCLA. And Virginia Tech and West Virginia, they were still duking it out. They got about a 6 minutes, 30 seconds left in that ball game, and our mighty beloved Razorbacks won their game, so we are pumping excited about that. So here we are. Got some news I need to pass along. Got a Springfield, Missouri. Due to unforeseen circumstances, Adrenaline Fight League is having to cancel their event they had scheduled for next Saturday night. If you were planning on attending that event, like I say, that event has been canceled. They are looking at rescheduling, possibly October or November. Not sure of the date in November, but they are tentatively looking at rescheduling for November, as soon as we get the definite date from Eric Stevens and his staff up there with Adrenaline Fight League, we'll be more than happy to let you know. Busy couple of weeks coming up here. Arkansas Razorbacks, they were successful over the weekend. They defeated the Florida A&M Rattlers. Kind of a crazy game due to the fact that Florida A&M were wearing illegal uniforms. NCAA has a mandate, and it's in their rule books, that you cannot wear uniforms with the same color numbers as a uniform, even if it has a trim around it designating the numbers have to be contrast. And Florida A&M were wearing their white jerseys with white numbers trimmed in green and orange, but apparently that was not satisfactory. And so Florida A&M was being docked a timeout at the first of every quarter. So basically they had one timeout for the first half of the game one timeout for the second half of the ball game when they went through all the ramifications with this uniform inlet issue. Got the chat room. It's up and running. If you're listening to the Greg Squirrel, feel free to come into the chat room, chat with us there. Once again, phone lines are open, 914-205-5448. TCU is coming to town this coming Saturday, the 8th or 9th. Whatever next Saturday is, TCU is going to be in town. Going to be a good game. I expect a little better output out of the Razorbacks. There was some good stuff, offensive and defensive. There was some bad stuff offensive and defensive. And now that Arkansas actually got to play a different team besides ourselves, kind of feel a little bit better about what needs to be worked on. So I see that going down. I see them getting all the bugs working out. We got a three-headed snake. That's the best way I know to describe it. We got a three-headed attack plan at running back with Devois Whaley, the freshman Hayden, and then you got the graduate transfer from South Carolina. He had some playing action. He looked really good. How about the smackdown laid out by Cole Kelly? Cole Kelly got to see some action in the second half of the ball game. Took off on a little scramble, and he just literally laid the young man from Florida A&M who tried to tackle him. He just got laid flat on his butt. So expect to see some good things out of Cole Kelly, especially on down the road. See how he progresses, getting ready for his time in the spotlight as Arkansas Razorback quarterback. Once again, phone lines are still open, 914-205-5548. So call on in here and talk to me. We're going to jump over here and take a look at the scoreboards. Run down the games that we got scores for. Let's see here. Still got a game Monday night. Tennessee and Georgia Tech. That ought to be a good game. I believe the SEC has finished up their part of the schedule for week one. So now, like I say, we just get ready for week two. You know, there were some big ball games right off the hand. Like I say, tonight, Texas A&M defeated UCLA 44-38. Monday night, Labor Day special, Tennessee takes on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. In the games that were played over the weekend, once again, Arkansas defeated Florida A&M 49-7. Missouri 72, Missouri State Bears out of Springfield 43. South Carolina Gamecocks 35-28. Mississippi State 49-0 over Charleston Southern. Georgia 31, Appalachia State 10. Ole Miss Rebels 47, South Alabama 27. Vanderbilt 28, Middle Tennessee 6. LSU laid a goose egg on BYU 27-0. Auburn 41, Georgia Southern 7. Kentucky 24, Southern Miss 17. The Alabama Crimson Tide made very easy work out of Florida State Seminoles 24-7. Florida State suffered a major injury. Their starting quarterback left the game with a ruptured patella, and from what I hear, he is going to be the remainder of the season. So, you know, that's a real heartbreak for Florida State. They were ranked number 3. Everybody expected them to have a good year. Going to be anxious to see how Florida State recovers with that injury. So, and then the only real letdown of the weekend were the Florida Gators. Michigan Wolverines 33, Florida Gators 17. So there you go. That was the lineup for this weekend as far as it's coming. More information right here. Florida State quarterback DeAndre Francois done for the year with torn patella tendons. So thoughts and prayers go out to DeAndre. Hope he gets well soon. Once again, thoughts and prayers are still going out to the folks down in Texas. Thoughts and prayers getting ready for the left coast, Florida, South Carolina. Sounds like they have a big one coming that way. Hurricane Irma. Not really for sure what the projected landfall area is, but this girl is already a Category 4. They're talking a Category 3. They're talking Category 4 by the time it hits landfall or goes wherever it is it's going to go. Some talk of possible going Cat 5, which is bad. So, but we're going to keep our thoughts out for that. I do want to hit on some games of interest. Big 12 action. You saw Oklahoma State 59, Tulsa 24, Oklahoma 56, UTEP 7, and Maryland 51, Texas 41. Now, I still hate Texas. I'm not going to lie about it. You know, we haven't been in the SEC for a long time, or the Southwest Conference for a long time, but still don't like Texas. So ain't nothing going to change that. So anyway, let's see if I can get an update out of looks like 3:30. You still got Virginia Tech over West Virginia 31-24. Yeah, so you got some people texting in to me, so I wanted to give them a quick answer. Like I say, once again, phone lines are open, 914-205-5448. So call on in here and let's chat. Let's see here. Still trying to get some people to call in here. I know my boy Clint Davis. I actually heard from him, and he is anxious to get back on the air with us. So hopefully we're going to be hearing from him. Let's see here. I think my sister's behind on the time because my sister was asking me if I was still watching. My sister's texting me, and she was asking me if I was watching the UCLA game, and I'm like, oh, UCLA trying to come back. 4:38, 1:07 in the fourth. So, hopefully we'll have a final on that game before we air here in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. So who wants to call in? Who's got something they want to talk about? Like I say, 914-205. I know Granny Hulkster's probably out there somewhere listening, and I know all my fight friends are out there listening. So we're trying to get some people to call in on the Greg Squirrel Show tonight. My boy Daniel Flynn up in Montana. My boy Daniel kind of left me up high and dry. Made his way north up to the Montana area up there. So I don't get to talk to Daniel much very more. So anywho. Let's see, nothing really big jumping out on the MMA front. Like I say, I still have my doubleheader coming up September 22nd I'm going to be doing ring announcing for Attitude MMA in Memphis, Tennessee. And then September 23rd, I go to Atoka, Oklahoma to handle the ring announcing for On Point MMA. I'm looking forward to that event. First time announcing for this promotion, kind of a new promotion. So going to go over there and do the ring announcing for them. And hopefully this will be a new promotion to announce for. So very excited about that. Let's see here, see if I can get an update on this SEC game. Oh, UCLA, 43 seconds left, and UCLA has jumped on A&M. Got the 45-44, 43 seconds left in the ball game. So it looks, sounds like our Aggies, I don't have the TV on where I can see it, but it sounds like the Aggies might be going down. So there's 43 seconds left. So if Texas A&M can get down there real quick, possibly get them a last-minute field goal and pull it out. Once again, phone lines are still open here in the studio, 914-205-5448 right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. So far, the phone lines are silent tonight. Chat room still up and running. Nobody saying anything in there. So, but we are pumped and excited to have the Greg Squirrel Show back on the air. All my friends who like to talk sports, you know, they're out there. They know who they are. Let's see here. I'm still refreshing my sites, keeping track of this A&M-UCLA game, see what's going on out there. 43 seconds remaining in the ball game. A&M has the ball. A&M going to do everything in their power, try to get within field goal range. And I don't know much about the A&M field goal kicker. So, I agree. My sister's pretty smart when it comes to football. She just sent me a message that Texas A&M coach may want to stay in L.A. because if UCLA comes back and beats them, he may not have a job anymore. And I agree. When I left the TV, Texas A&M was jumping all over UCLA. It was like 20-something, 30-something. It would score 30-7. Or something like that. And then, let's see here. See if I can pull something up here. Let's see here. Trying to see if I can get this on here. Yeah, because when I left the ball game, It was crazy. It was like 38-10 when I stepped away from the TV. I expected the game would be over, and then all of a sudden, here we got UCLA coming back on. I still got about 10 minutes left on the show. Phone line still open, 914-205-5448. Is the guest call-in number on the Cherokee Entertainment Hotline. See here, jump back over here, see what's going on. See if we got a final yet. 33 seconds left in the ball game. So, unless A&M can just pull a major bunny rabbit out of that hat, sounds like that's going to be the total. Let's see. 3rd and 19 with the ball on the Texas A&M 25. Kellen Mond throws an incomplete pass down the middle. Kind of reading some of the comments, yeah, I definitely agree this could be one of the biggest comebacks in football if this holds out. Let's see here. Picking up on the game stream. 4th and 10 for a 10-yard gain. 27 seconds left in the ball game. Got about 5 minutes left in the show, in the Greg Squirrel Show. 914-205-5448. About 27 seconds remaining in the ball game. Texas A&M on the drive. See if we can jump over here. See what's going on. Got everything update here on my ...27 seconds. Texas A&M's called a timeout. So we're going to keep it right here. We may actually even go over a little bit if the game is still going at the end of the show, and you can listen back to it on the replay. Exciting ball game going on. Like I say, exciting ball game going on over there. They're playing at the Rose Bowl in California. Let's see here. Still in a timeout. Let's see here. Got about 5 minutes left. We're going to step on in here and step in here to a TV so I can kind of give you all some play-by-play what's going on here. Once again, about 30-something seconds left in the ball game. 45-44, UCLA over Texas A&M.
With the averaging of 125.
Let's see here.
Snap it. Have a spike. We lost 2 seconds.
Let's see here. I'm trying to find a game. I can't find a game. Where'd it go? Let's see here. Let's see here. Where'd the game go? I cannot find the game, boys and girls. I think the game may be over because I cannot find it. I was going to give you guys play-by-play in the last couple of minutes. Oh, here it is. See where we stand right here? There's a flag. All right, I'm not sure what this is. All right, I cannot find the game, so apparently the game is over. So let me see what I can find out for you. 914-205-5448. Let me push this button up here, see what happened. And it has gone final. UCLA comes back, scores 28 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. UCLA 45, Texas A&M 44. So that's another. I really don't know how to address that. Because, like I say, when I left the game in the third quarter and, excuse me, just very surprised at the result of that ball game. So, we're just going to have to see what results out of that. Got about 3 minutes left in the show. Once again, you know, want to tell everybody, remind everybody that the Greg Squirrel Show is back. And we've pretty much got the days settled for the Greg Squirrel Show, which is going to be Thursday nights. Probably going to do 9 or 10 o'clock. We're still working out that aspect of the show. Phone lines are still open. We still got about 3 minutes. 914-205-5448 is the number if you want to call in to the Greg Squirrel Show. Wow, great ball game. That's all really what I'm going to say about it. Texas A&M should have had that game, but you know, UCLA, they're not, you know, they're a very good ball team, and so they were actually ranked first in the Pac-12 South Division. So there you go. So let's take a look at the standings now. Take into consideration that Tennessee still has to play. And let's see, let's go down here and look at the SEC. And as it stands right now, Arkansas is in a 6-way tie. For first place in the SEC West, with Alabama, Auburn, LSU, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State winning their opening season opening games. Aggies losing, so they're going to be the cellar dwellers this week. Take a look at the East real fast. Got about 90 seconds left on the show. You got South Carolina, Vanderbilt, Missouri, Georgia, Kentucky, and Florida. Like I say, that'll change tomorrow because you're going to have Tennessee in action. So there you go. So the 90-second clock has gone off, and we are getting ready to head out of here. We will talk to you again Thursday night on the Greg Squirrel Show. Make sure you keep the number in mind, 914-205-5448. That's the number if you want to call in to the Greg Squirrel Show on Thursday night. So I'm going to bug out of here. I'm going to get ready and head it to the Hacienda. I hope everybody has a great Monday. I'm going to be announcing volleyball for the Fayetteville Volley Dogs. They have a 3 o'clock contest Monday, taking on Benton out of Central Arkansas. So we're going to rock on out of here. We will see everybody Thursday, 10 o'clock, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Until then, see ya.